Technical difficulties are fun. BRB.
Wow.
Hey.
That was the full version of the intro, huh?
Was it? No, that was the 30-second version. The normal version.
That was the normal. Yeah, we went short for a little while, so it took me.
Getting caught back up there. Now I'm moving because all the tabs open on the wrong screen. I'm having a really wonderful day right now.
It seems like it. Hey, Charles. Hey, good to see you. I'll let you open some tabs. I'll talk about what I've been up to. Happy Father's Day to you. And belated Father's Day to everybody else, by
and
the way.
To you.
Thanks for finding the geek spot with us. As you do. So there it is. Oh, Dylan, I would miss us too for sushi night. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. If I liked sushi, I would too, but I don't, so I didn't.
It's a learning. We'll get you there.
It is.
Okay, another 10, 15 years, we'll get you to hit up some sushi.
No, we won't.
So besides that, I mean, I had a nice gig down in Exton, which is cool.
Yeah.
Bronze. Yeah, I'm there again the week after July 4th. I watched a bunch of stuff besides a bunch of stuff that we watch. You didn't, I'm sure. I still have to go see a movie or two, but or three now with Lightyear, from what I hear. Mm. But I've also burned through all of Hacks this weekend. I talked about season one a lot. I haven't gotten a chance to talk about season two because I missed the fact that it dropped for the most part. Everybody else did a lot more exciting stuff than we did, I think.
It seems that way. I mean, definitely way more exciting than my weekend was.
What was the other thing I watched? Oh, and I watched Hustle, which if you haven't watched Hustle yet and you're from Philadelphia, you need to watch Hustle. Did you watch Hustle, Frank?
I did actually watch Hustle.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's Adam Sandler, and I'm a sucker. Funny enough, I'm a sucker for Sandler stuff, except for the Diamond movie that I still haven't seen yet.
Uncut Gems. I think that's on both our lists to watch. Yes. Still, I was after I watched Hustle, I was like, I should probably go watch more.
You had a hell of a weekend, man.
I was busy.
I played Destiny.
That sounds right.
Like, we went all in. I went all in this weekend. I was sick Friday.
Yeah,
I was sick Friday. Father's Day was so funny. I didn't go anywhere. My son was in Arkansas for the week. Met some friends, my oldest son, and he was supposed to come back Saturday night. So I really didn't make any plans. I figured I'll go pick him up from the airport. You know,
yeah.
Flight got delayed an hour. Flight got delayed 2 hours.
Oh, he must have been flying American.
He was.
Flight
got delayed back to an hour and a half. Flight got canceled. And
it's par for the course.
That's what we found out. There were crew shortages all weekend for American Airlines. So they comped him a room, gave him a free flight change. And he was waiting in this really long customer service line. And a really nice gentleman in front of him gave him some tips. So this was his first time flying. He's on his own like this.
Yeah.
So he didn't. And I'm here. I am at home. I'm stressed the hell out over it. And he's out there. He was at O'Hare out in Chicago.
Okay.
Was where his connecting flight was. He's having a blast. He's all like, I'm enjoying this. This is a new experience. And I'm like, all right. And I'm texting him back like, all right, man, cool. You got it. Cool. Keep your head, you know, keep your head where it's at. And meanwhile, I'm over here panicking and stressed out because there's my kid in Chicago with no way home right now. He got a nice room at a Continental Marriott. Yes. 15 miles away. So we took a $70 cab ride out. And the room was comped.
All right.
And he booked himself a flight that was coming back at like 7 something Sunday. And then decided to look again an hour later, found an earlier flight and got that changed. And made it home yesterday with no problems. Home by 5 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, the week before, my in-laws were flying back from Ireland. They'd been on like a 2 week
Ooh,
trip.
wow.
They flew back Saturday, American. We flew
Ooh.
back. They were supposed to go to Ohio, couldn't get to Ohio, and ended up landing in Philly at like
Oh.
10 o'clock Saturday night.
Jesus.
There was five of them. Two of them
Wow.
were able to get on a flight at 8 the next morning.
Holy crap,
The
really?
other three had to take a flight at 10 that was then postponed
Oh,
till
again?
take off on the runway. They couldn't, they even had to go back to refuel. They were on the runway for so long.
No shit.
So they were on the runway for like 4 hours
Wow. He tried to book
for
three flights that got canceled,
a
like
45-minute flight. They were on the runway for four
it's
hours.
unbelievable. He four three or four flights he tried to book were immediately filled before he could like book a seat.
So
Yeah,
I want
that
to get
was
to
my
what
weekend.
I want to get to what Dylan and Charles were up to because that
Yes.
sounds exciting. But before that, I want to know what you thought of Hustle.
Yeah, so I'll be brief, but I loved Hustle. I mean, it was an absolute, you could see where the movie was going. It wasn't a groundbreaking plot. Adam Sandler once again proved that if he wants to act in a serious role, he can act in a serious role. He doesn't have to be just a goofy, funny guy. He didn't fill this movie with all of his friends.
No, I
Couple
don't
here
think
and there.
there was none of his
Not,
regular crew of friends.
no. There was nothing like that. There are a lot of basketball players that I had to look up who they were. I mean, I don't follow basketball that hard. I knew the Philly guys.
I knew most of them, and I'm not a big basketball guy at all, but I
Obviously,
knew.
I knew Dirk Nowitzki and I knew Boban from in the beginning, but it was actually a really good movie. The only problem I had with the movie was him rubbing Queen Latifah's feet. Other than that, it was a great movie.
It
Why
was a
would you
little.
write that into a movie? You don't
Maybe
need that.
Tarantino asked him to. Said, "You know what I
Maybe.
want to see, Adam? I've never gotten to see Queen Latifah's feet.
Maybe, but
Can you put?"
I love the local spots. I love a movie being filmed in this area and then seeing all
It
the
felt like they used a
spots.
lot of the spots from Creed.
Yeah, there were. I mean, the basketball court was different and Lowe's, the hotel.
Oh, is
Was
that
it
where
the
they were at the
Lowe's?
Lowe's? That way they weren't at the Lowe's.
Yeah.
Lowe's is 16th of Market. They weren't there.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they were.
I'll have to watch again.
Yeah.
I used to
Because
park at
that's.
this. I used to park there every day for work.
Yeah,
So.
I drive by there when I go have to not take the yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was super fun. I didn't know the guy, the star, the basketball
No,
guy.
neither. Well, he's not a basketball guy, I don't think.
Yeah, he's
Is
plays
he a
for the Utah
basketball guy?
Jazz. He's was with the Celtics when
That's
the
why I
movie
know.
was filmed. He's been with the
There you
Celtics
go.
for 5 years.
Okay. See? Not a basketball guy.
He's from Spain. He's only 27, so he was probably only 25 when they filmed it.
Wow.
But ton of great acting in this movie
Yeah,
from
there
a
was.
basketball player. So I would definitely recommend Hustle to anybody that's into Philly or
Basketball.
yeah. All right.
Go ahead,
So
you
did
get to
that
that.
and just back to Hacks again. That's the Gene Smart show.
Yes.
About the older comedian that's trying to make a comeback. It is so amazingly well written and so fun that I just have to say, go watch that show. If you haven't binged season one, go binge the first two seasons. It's super fun and
I
just well written and
totally
great.
will.
So, all right. So Dylan, we got saw an early screening of Black Phone. I know that's on Frank's list. He loves the horror movies. And saw
Totally is.
Watcher. I don't know what Watcher is. I should know. Ethan Hawke should win an award for being that creepy. So that's cool. We should get to Black Phone soon. Now that you're,
You
we got to
will.
get into that AMC Stockholders Club, Frank. That's what it is.
That's yes.
Dylan gets to see all the cool movies. I still have to watch the Nick Cage movie that he got to go see early.
Oh, I want to see that too. Hi, Jack. We're not
Jack,
at the force yet, Jack. That's in a
no.
little, that's in a couple minutes.
We'll get there soon. It only works if it only works once on fire, though, we learned. Not a second time. Once there's fire, you can't use it anymore. Charles went to Sci-Fi Valley Con. I'm
Yes.
not where I don't know where that is.
That was Altoona, I believe.
Okay, that's far.
Yeah.
And you got to meet
Well,
the
far.
four original Ninja Turtles.
That's kind of cool.
That is was I want to know was Chuck Lorre there? Why would I
Chuck
ask about
Lorre.
Chuck Lorre, do you think?
The guy
Do
that
you
created
know?
all the 80s TV shows?
Well, like two and a half men.
Oh wait, I'm thinking of Glenn A. Larson. Never mind.
Yeah, Two and a Half Men, Mike and Molly. Those are all Chuck Lorre.
Right. Yeah. The Charlie Sheen fan.
Yeah. Do you know why?
No.
I would mention him.
He wasn't.
So thanks, Charles. So Chuck Lorre and his partner, before he got into producing TV shows, would write jingles and things. Mm-hmm. So he actually wrote the original theme song to the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle show, The Heroes in a Half Shell.
Yes.
That's him.
No shit.
Singing that. And they recorded it after fighting over it for like hours. They recorded it in like span of like 10 minutes one day.
That's hilarious.
And wrote the whole thing. He talked about it on Chris Hardwick's podcast like years ago.
Right.
And I thought that was super fun.
Jack, real fast, the reason why, and we will get to this later, is because they're blast doors. That's why.
Right. But he can only hold the ship once. The second ship he couldn't hold.
Well, neither could Ray.
Oh. Yeah. Did she hold a ship once? She did hold a ship once.
She did hold a ship once. But we will get to that because there's a lot of in that I want to talk about too.
And then as far as Billy Watcher, to State College had to be American.
Watcher is a serial killer stalks the city. A young actress who just moved to town with her boyfriend notices a mysterious stranger watching her from across the street.
Oh, starring anybody good?
Maika Monroe, Bern Gorman, Carl Glusman. If this is the same. Yeah, this is the same movie. No. Got I mean, it. There's probably they are probably good. It just there's not a single person that I see on this cast list that I Googled that I know.
Cool.
There it is.
Got it. Dylan also.
Dylan's
for all of our visual readers.
Way better than my quick read.
Our visual listeners.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I think we're pretty caught up. That's pretty awesome though, Charles, that you got to meet all those guys. I can't believe how many people have voiced them over the years because now you need the new with Sean Astin. You need Alan Ritchson. You got all those guys that voiced them lately.
Really?
Yeah. Some beast jerky from Philly.
Is that like beef jerky?
I don't know.
Because I used to do beef jerky.
There's a place up at Peddler's Village that has all sorts of crazy jerky though. Like from all sorts of animals and stuff.
Oh no.
And there's a place that in Christmas Village that'll do it every year too that has like alligator jerky and weird crazy stuff.
I was on a beef jerky kick with Dave for a little while. We were trying to lose weight and all we did was get bulked up and push stuff into the truck harder.
Yeah, good. And I'm sure knock each other out while you were driving in the truck cab together.
No, I very rarely drove in that truck cab if I could help it. It was the most uncomfortable seat in the world.
We'll check their Facebook page out, Charles, for sure. All right, man. What do you got?
I got some stuff. I didn't write it up like I had planned to. I was playing baseball a little later than I expected, and then I had all these computer problems at the very last second. Our buddy, Fire Beast Jerky. Oh, okay. Nice. That's from Dylan. Dylan knows the same thing. There you go. I'm not a spicy.
Look at that. Connecting people across the state. That's what we're here for.
That's what we do. Kevin Smith has a movie coming out this year, allegedly, as the story goes.
Which one?
Clerks 3.
Yeah, the trailer's dropping early July.
Okay. He has announced that he's writing a new movie that he's very excited about. That's it.
Yeah, he talked about it on a Fat Man Beyond.
Yeah, I'm behind on those.
I would say that I'm shocked, but I don't want to lie to the crowd here.
I got
so he on. Was he's like I'm writing all these other projects. I decided to write something for myself, so I got up and started writing something.
Yeah,
that was it. It doesn't mean really anything.
No, he sounds real excited about it though, and that's good.
Yeah, I mean, he did point out that he's in a unique position of if he decides to write something and like really follow through with it, he can get it made. Right. Like he has enough juice for that.
Right.
But I don't know what it'll be. It could be Jersey Girl too. We don't know.
Could be Clerks 4.
Well, he already wrote Mallrats, Twilight of the Mallrats.
He did.
He's Clerks 4. Maybe it's Chasing Holden?
Chasing Holden would be fun, right?
That would be actually. I would like to see that. He did also say in the same breath that Ben Affleck's daughter has been giving him grief about how he dressed in Mallrats, and Ben said, well, you better write me in the new one a whole lot.
Oh.
So he had a bit part in the new one, but was asked to be way more active in it. So we'll see what happens.
Oh. Oh. Let me see. I got a bunch of junk stuff here. Chris Hemsworth, he's got this little movie coming out soon.
Right? Spiderhead? I heard. Miles Teller?
Yeah, Spiderhead is out. No, oh. This one, they still got a movie coming out. Oh. But there's another project after that he's making or was going to be making with Todd Phillips. Todd Phillips, as you know, is ruining our lives by making a Joker 2, which we don't need.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute, yeah.
I would rather Todd Phillips focus on the movie he was supposed to be doing now with Chris Hemsworth, the Hulk Hogan biopic.
Yeah, which I'm confused by this because I thought I remembered seeing Hemsworth.
He was.
Got in shape for it already.
He was getting in shape, and I think it was kind of a cross between I'm getting back in shape for Thor, but also I'm going to be getting in shape for this Hulk Hogan biopic. And he said, and his quote was, Todd Phillips is busy doing Joker 2, I believe, and I've been off doing other films. And it's all in conversations and in developments, and like a lot of things need to come together for it to happen. But I don't have 24-inch pythons yet. So there's hope.
Yeah, but I think he's bigger than Hulk ever was.
Like, he might be.
He's not as bulky.
No, I think I agree with what Dylan said. The Joker 2, the musical, is definitely a big no-no. There's no need for this movie in any way, shape, or form. Did we mention it last week?
No, because Gaga was announced after last
week. That's right. We mentioned that the movie was coming, but not that Lady Gaga, who is a fine actress, by all accounts, from the movie she was in with Bradley that I didn't see.
Yeah, she'll be great.
Yes.
I think because you have to overact as Harley to pull Harley off right.
And that song that she sang with Bradley took over the cover band scene for quite a little bit too.
Oh, did it?
I
was out then.
Oh, that was the second set closer. That was powerful stuff.
So you had Spiderhead, but you also had Chris Hemsworth's wife is in another Netflix movie that's a big hit that just hit, Interceptor.
Oh, I heard about Interceptor. That I actually want to kind of take a peek at. I might pause Friday Night Lights for that.
Oh, good. I'm glad you started Friday Night Lights again. I think my thing with Hemsworth playing Hulk, like, you got to thin his hair out.
Yep.
And then you got to fatten him up. Which
fat in his prime.
He wasn't skinny. He was never skinny, though. Not no, like Hemsworth. He was never a V.
He was never a V, but he was cut. I mean, you remember Thunderlips, the ultimate male.
I do.
Okay.
But he was never like.
No. He was.
Which I don't know how you get Hemsworth to.
Body this fat. Not, well, I mean, look, he was fat. He was fat Thor for how long? You put a bodysuit on.
Those big old press. Yeah, but a bodysuit on Hulk when ripping the shirt off to a bodysuit. Come on.
Why not?
Come on. Come on.
Do it all the time.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that shouldn't be made. How about a Jon Snow sequel for Game of Thrones?
Yeah, this sounds awful.
Why do we need... Look, Jon Snow went north to get away from everybody. He took the wildlings and he went north. By the way, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the end of Game of Thrones season 8, if you haven't, you're lucky.
If you have and you want to relive the trauma... of it, go watch Nerd Revolution's podcast of it. That was actually my second podcast I was on with Frank.
I won $200 off of that Game of Thrones finale at work.
You said it was going to be awful?
No, I picked I picked what would happen to all the major characters, who would die, who would be the king, who would be where. I picked them all at the work I was at, and I think I hit on 12 of the 15.
Wow.
Yeah,
so. I would rather he do like a Black Knight TV show,
yeah,
on Disney than bring Jon Snow back. I would rather see Arya and what she's doing discovering new worlds.
Right.
And like put her in with like new dragons or some crazy shit for her. That'd be awesome.
So you can't bring back Daenerys, which would be the thing. because that would have been the thing. But she's gone. You can't bring her back. Well, who else is there left? There's no one. They killed almost everybody that they. Right. I mean.
Yeah. Mansoor was killed, right?
Yeah. Give me a show about.
No, was he or no?
Who?
What's Raid Mansoor or whatever his name was?
Yes, Mance Raider. They killed Mance him Raider. Back in like season four, maybe.
Oh no, but, I thought he was still around.
Yeah. No, who do you? What do you want to see? A show about him hanging out in the hanging out in the wilderness with the wildlings? Like, there's no point to that. You want to see a show about Bran the King in a wheelchair doing what? He knows everything that's going to happen. So what's the hell of point of being a king?
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't make any sense. Not sold on it.
No, I'll hate watch it for the show. But that's about it. Like, I'm going to hate watch the Targaryen show and probably end up liking it.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. I'm sure we'll talk about both of them when they Absolutely. Air. The Targaryen one soon, I think, right?
It is. I don't know exactly when.
So that means soon. I have to finish Barry and the flight attendant before that.
Barry, I heard, is absolutely phenomenal. I have not jumped on it yet.
The first two seasons were great. Season three, I'm behind. So HBO Max is the one streaming service that doesn't work on my TV. I have to go to like my Apple TV or my Chromecast for.
Yeah.
Even Apple TV now works on my TV, but HBO Max doesn't. So I have to go to one of my streaming devices for it. So it's that extra step that I'm way too lazy to do most of the time. And then I'll binge a whole show, but it's getting worse the pain.
Another movie. This is a movie I don't think you've seen yet. The Maverick is one of the ones you need to see, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's on my list.
Okay.
Well, at this point, it'll be out of the theater by the time I get to it.
Well, I mean, let's not spoil it, but the movie crossed $800 million. So it's Tom Cruise's highest grossing movie ever. And it just broke a record. With a month behind its initial release, Top Gun Maverick has broken a new Star Wars and Marvel box office record. According to some box office analysts, the Tom Cruise sequel grossed $44 million at the domestic box office this weekend, becoming only the fourth movie to ever make over $40 million in their fourth weekend in theaters.
That was not a Marvel or DC movie.
Top Gun Maverick.
Counting them, I guess the top so three are made, all Marvel and DC movies.
It made $44 million. Star Wars: The Force Awakens made $42.4 million in its fourth week. Marvel's Black Panther hit $40.8 million in its fourth week, and stupid Avatar made $50.3 million in its fourth week.
That Avatar movie.
Yeah,
I can't wait for the sequel to flop, and then we go, "Oh, we have two more of these. What do we do?" Yeah, so Charles agreed with you. Naomi, Charles is saying Naomi was great. Speaking of things that got canceled and missed out on, Naomi was a really good show. I don't know where they would have gone with another season though. I feel like they could have closed the loop a little bit better with season one, but I don't know that they would have been in good hands at the CW with the season two. Because I think it would have gotten very high school drama-y and everybody doing everybody and taking a really bad turn being on the CW. If it would have been off the CW, I would have had great faith in a season two, but not on there with the track record they're doing right now with their Gotham Knights horribleness.
Might have something on that later, too.
Oh, that's exciting. Back to the Joker thing, though, real quick. So what would be cool if it was a musical? What if it was all new versions of 80s tunes covered with Lady Gaga and maybe Joaquin, maybe somebody else?
You're trying to suck me in with the 80s stuff because you know that's where my heart is. But
right, but
maybe. I mean,
by the way, I also want to point out that movie made more than Top Gun Maverick. But let's go next. Moving on.
And it's fourth week.
The movie made $1 billion.
Well, Maverick's at 800. It's not that far off. I don't think it's going to hit a billion. I think it's going to start to lose steam, especially with July coming, and that's when Thor comes out.
And it's got two more weeks to be at the top because Lightyear did not light up the box office this weekend.
You know what did light up money wise?
I don't
segued in here. Good segue. A sealed VHS tape of Back to the Future, previously owned by Biff Tannen actor Tom Wilson, sold at an auction for a staggering $75,000. That's a sealed copy, so it's never been opened.
So what does one do with that now that you've paid $75,000 for it?
I don't know.
Because you can't open it.
No. Now, when it was released in 1986 on VHS, it was released for $79.95. Can you imagine?
No kidding.
Can you imagine? Like, granted, we went through that era, but people today, and you look at them and go, yeah, this movie sold at a movie store for $80.
I don't remember movies costing that much ever.
They did it originally. The very first wave of VHS tapes that came out were astronomical.
Well, yeah, I remember. You're like 20 years older than me, so it's easier for you to remember those things.
You know, that's 20's a really 20's a huge exaggeration that we don't need 20. A little bit older.
But I don't remember that part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I owned a handful of video cassettes, but I didn't own many. I owned more when we got to it. More home movies and then DVDs. I've even been not great in my collections of.
The Goonies sold for $50,000.
Did VHS. Was that also from his collection?
I don't think that was from his collection. Let me see.
I will say Back to the Future for this current generation holds up better than The Goonies.
Well, yeah, The Goonies doesn't hold up as well. Back to the Future does. Jaws even holds up better than The Goonies does. A little bit.
Yeah, I enjoy the Goonies quite a bit, but like I tried watching it with my kids and I lost them like minutes in.
Oh, really?
But they hung out for all of Back to the Future.
Okay. Okay. What else here we got? I got a couple of other little things. The Umbrella Academy.
2 days.
Season 3 has already been previewed. 2 days?
It comes out Wednesday. A weird drop date for Netflix.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of reviews on it. And they're pretty positive. They're pretty positive overall.
Look, season 2 had a lot of room to get better.
It did. It definitely did. The reviews, I'm not going to read all the reviews because that's nobody wants to see that, but the reviews are pretty good. So
yeah, look, I would assume it's going to be solid. Like I said, the first two.
When's it come out again?
Wednesday.
Like 2 days from now, Wednesday?
Yeah, like 22nd.
See here, you know what I was doing?
It'll come out the day that this goes live for podcasts for anybody that wants to listen to us again.
And the other two episodes that haven't gone live yet that are on the hard drive. So I've been slacking on the Star Trek show because I kind of want to like watch more than one in a row of that. Like I've trying to let it build up. It's nothing that we really dig into a lot. It's more of a, like a me thing. So that comes out now. I'm two behind on the Star Trek. I'm going to have to catch up on them this week.
Oh, that'll take months.
It might. did you get a look at Ryan Gosling's picture circling the internet lately?
I did. I mean, I had no doubt that he would look like Ken.
He definitely.
The guy's a chameleon.
Yeah.
Or he just already looked like Ken, so they kept him.
They just gave him bleach blonde hair.
Look, I trust him more as Ken than I do Margot Robbie as Barbie.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Hashtag not my Barbie.
Yeah, there's that.
But I'm just not. I still haven't hopped on the Margot Robbie train. So
I she's all right, but
because I'll go back to my argument again to continue reference Joker 2, which I'll do the rest of this podcast now.
Yes, please.
I still don't believe Harley Quinn works in live action.
I will continue
to stand by that.
You do keep saying that. I'm going to share a couple of pictures up here for a second. Oh. I got some pictures. So there's an exciting episode coming, a very highly anticipated episode of a TV show coming this week. And
oh, I know what it
to
is.
To celebrate that,
Mom, cover your eyes.
This was the emoji that a certain TV show could not get Twitter to approve. That's the one right there.
Yeah.
So this week on The Boys, everybody see that? Let's make sure we see that. There we go. We see the emoji. That's a, okay. It's an eggplant. This is the HeroGasm episode that has been so widely talked about and so widely talked about. This is the best that I could say about it, right?
Should we talk about the boys since we're here?
We can.
Look, there's a thing going across the bottom. This is the boys spoilers.
Oh, so if you have not seen this past episode of The Boys, we're going to jump into some spoilers. So at the 30-minute and 30-second mark of the show, you want to jump out, and then I'll kind of highlight you when we're back.
To be honest, though, if you're watching the show, you should have watched The Boys.
That's true.
It's been 4 days. What are you doing with your life?
What did you think of this episode?
There was some twists I did not see coming, for sure. Maeve and Butcher, for instance.
Definitely didn't see that coming.
No, they cut away before that happened.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was that piece. I think the new dynamic between Huey and Starlight is going to be really interesting to see.
Yep.
With how that works with this power dynamic, since now he wants to be a soup. Mm-hmm. It seems, and how they deal with that going forward.
Seems like Butcher's a little addicted to it as well now.
I think he sees it as a tool, as a means to an end, and a chance for him to finally be able to be on a level playing field and not as worried about dying every time he goes up against one of them. I expected more out of the Crimson Cowl for sure than we got.
But there was an awesome cameo.
There was, with the legend.
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about a different awesome.
Oh, the other one. Well, the executive producer of all of these shows, because he loved these comics.
Just the.
There was Seth Rogen was putting in work.
It was definitely an interesting cameo, and the squirk, 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 squirk sound.
But look, I mean, those things were this, each one was the size of your fist.
Yeah, he definitely was three or four pumps there. He got in.
Yeah. I think that's nothing compared to what's coming this week on the show.
Yeah. Yes, the other cameo by Paul Reiser was great. Always like some Paul Reiser.
Yeah, and you know, the fact that he and Mother's Milk go back so much, it's interesting to see how they keep weaving Mother's Milk into all these other stories.
Yeah.
And like how he's been around forever trying to do his thing.
Right. Quietly, so to speak.
Yeah, and how Butcher's pissed off everyone he's ever met.
Yes. That doesn't surprise me.
And cost him his foot.
What did we have? We had Queen Maeve disappeared.
Because Homelander could smell Butcher on her.
Right.
Which, so she's no better.
I don't think she's dead, but I think she's in a hell of a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah, and we have the new CEO, which is interesting to see how they go with that. I mean, look, it's when talking about these episodes, the amount of stuff that happens in an episode of The Boys is pretty staggering.
We could do an entire show just on what happens in one episode.
Because, I mean, we have, you know, a couple other shows to talk about coming up.
Yes.
And Obi-Wan takes like a minute and a half.
Right.
The Boys, I could keep going just on stuff that happened in the episode.
Same. I thought it was a good episode, though. Overall, I thought it was great.
Look, the mean streets of Trenton what's going on there is crazy. Like, yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with the A-Train character, and I don't know what they're trying to do with it. Because he still doesn't have power. So I'm wondering where that plays in.
Unless
he's going to try and get somebody on his side.
Right.
Well, he can't go back to taking anything because
I was going
to
say his powers completely gone, or
no,
he still has
his powers.
But if he uses them, he's going to die.
If he uses them, odds are his heart will explode.
Right, right, right.
So I don't know how they do that. And the guy playing I forget the character's name there.
His brother?
No.
The police officer guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget his name
too. But he was on the show Revenge, and like, he was great on Revenge. He's great in this role. I mean,
yeah, he is.
Just to be allowed to be a complete and utter douchebag.
There's another show. So unless you have anything more about The Boys,
I don't. I'm tentatively excited to see what happens this week and a little braced to be disgusted.
Yes. All right. So if you have dipped out 35-05, you come back and the boys is over. There you go. Nice and easy.
I don't know how they know that, but that's fine because they're gone.
Well, but because then they come back.
You know, we'll start putting that in the comments afterwards.
Yeah, that would have been something to do a long time. There's another TV show that I am a huge fan of and that you suffered through 217 episodes of.
Oh, Friday Night Lights.
Yes, I wish they had done 217 episodes.
Oh, that. Oh, Smallville sounds like that number.
Yes. So some lovely fan on Twitter put together a how to watch Smallville the most efficient way list. I'm going to throw it up for a quick couple seconds for you to kind of glance at. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the list, right?
Oh, that's
tiny.
You broke
it down in all. You can't see that at all.
Is green what you watch?
Green is what you watch. Does that make it better or no? Now, how about this?
That's better.
Okay. So green is what you watch. Yellow is it's all right, but skippable. Orange is it's important, but not good. Skim or read the synopsis. Pink is specific scenes are good, but the rest is trash. And red is just skip.
I don't know if I buy the last two seasons are all watch.
Yeah, there's a couple in there, and I'm not gonna. We're not gonna sit and break this all down.
And not even just pretty good. Encourage, like I don't believe that the last two seasons are primarily all must watches.
No, because Isis was a little rough for me. And there were a couple
there's
others that were
plenty
a little,
of that stuff that didn't matter in the last two there, seasons.
There were, and look at the whole first season is like half of it is skip.
And I thought the first season was great.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I don't know how you can put, and again, and we're not going to spend more than a couple more seconds on this. I don't know how you could put Heat as it's all right, but skippable. Like that's a seminal episode for the series because that's where he gets his heat vision. And the way he gets his heat vision is really
super fun.
Well done. Yeah, no. I mean, there's one of these days, maybe we'll have to go through and look at that. But I thought that was a fun little share. And the only other thing I'm going to share is, and maybe we'll spend a minute on this, but you sent me the text of this thing here.
This might show our age, but
this
I think
is definitely going to show our age.
Most of our listeners should be in there though,
but you can only keep four of these shows.
What do you keep, Frank?
I
fought with it. It's tough for me.
I don't know if I can just do four.
Like, so if I had to do four of these specific shows, and let us know in the chat what you guys think, I would have to do Voltron.
Okay, I'm in there.
He-Man.
Yes.
G.I. Joe. But I don't know if I go Mask or Transformers.
See, I would go...
Or Thundercats.
Obviously Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is probably going to be Dylan and probably Charles also, given the cons.
Yeah.
Thundercats are definite for me, even though it was terrible. Watching it now, it's terrible, but watching it then, it was a thing. Voltron...
Actually, watching it now is not as bad.
It's
They put them all on Hulu, and it wasn't
once
too
they,
bad.
Well, once they put clothes on them, it was better.
It was the second episode.
So it would probably be Thundercats, Voltron, Transformers, and then I would have to like the Flintstones. Pete, look at Pete coming in hard there with Voltron, Thundercats, Transformers, and the Flintstones. Okay,
it's a good list.
G.I. Joe and He-Man would be my like. Do I you know?
Like, but G.I. Joe like had the movie, and I was heavy into the toys, and the movie was great. But like the Transformers movie, how do I not hit the Transformers movie? Because like that, the movie was like one of the first moments in childhood. If you're of a certain age, when you were in a movie theater and you watched Optimus Prime die, spoiler,
right? And but, that like, movie still holds up.
It was heartbreaking.
That movie still holds up.
You know, for me, I was like, what just happened? And then he really died. Like, he didn't come back in the movie. No. Nothing. It was just like, he's dead.
But he did come back in the cartoons.
He did. Well, that's because Rodimus Prime was awful. A hot rod.
Right. Super Friends was also a good one. I mean, trying to watch Super Friends now is like nails on a chalkboard. It's awful.
Yeah.
But then that was my only, you know, that was where I got my superhero fix. Now I can just close my eyes and throw a dart at a dartboard and get a superhero fix.
Yeah, it's a tough list.
It really is. It's a great list. I'm gonna shut that list off for a moment.
Yeah, so it's tough. Like
Yeah. They do say shit. In what one? What do they say? What do they say shit in?
I don't know. But I like that Voltron seems to be consistent. I mean, the original Voltron show was phenomenal.
It was.
It was.
Do you know what else? Do you know what's on there that I used to watch all the time that was one of my favorite back then?
Snorks.
No.
Oh.
No.
They were good.
They were. Transor Z.
Oh, yeah.
The robot and the little helicopter, the little thing drops into his head.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like seven or eight of those shows. Alpha Force, which was basically Voltron on Earth. Oh, and the Transformers movie. Got it.
The Transformers. Oh, yeah. They do say shit in it. So I'm going to jump over to DC. We're going to end up going a little long because of my issues earlier. Jensen Ackles was in a recording booth not too long ago. And he did 3.5 hours doing something Batman related, but he didn't say what. Could be a video game. Could be Gotham Knights.
No, it'll be another animated cartoon movie. He was just Batman in the long, long Halloween. So whatever their next Batman story they're going to do, probably No Man's Land, would assume will be their next Batman thing.
Jensen is also developing an untitled DC project with Greg Berlanti.
Whatever Berlanti's starting to miss. So. I mean,
he's an executive producer in Gotham Knights. Could he just do some voice work in Gotham Knights and not actually be on screen? Could he do some like recordings behind?
He could be some Bruce recordings.
Eh?
I don't know. I won't find out either.
Are you gonna hate? You're not gonna hate watching?
No.
All right, so we got two ways to go here. I have one more little two more things for DC. And being that it's a little bit later, I think I'm going to skip out on the heavier topic.
Oh, you don't want to talk about them?
I mean, I have a list of all the allegations, and it's kind of staggering at this point.
We'll touch on with the stick.
Yeah.
The Ezra stuff. I don't know what they do with them at this point.
So from what I've been reading, Ezra's out as the Flash, regardless of what happens with this movie. Like, this movie's going to come out.
Like,
it's still a year away.
Right? Imagine how much shit they can do between now and when the movie comes out.
So they recast Kevin Spacey in a role, right?
Yeah.
This is a lot more CGI heavy. Could you recast Could you recast Ezra and refilm those scenes to make it work?
If you're going to wait a year to push it out, you might have to.
If you push it to 2024 and screw your timeline up even more, probably.
No, but I mean, it's still, like you said, it's a year until
it's
it comes
2023.
Out. They have time to reshoot that stuff and fix it.
Actually, it's 1 year. June 23rd will be full year.
I mean, they could reshoot all of his scenes and release the movie.
Did hear Amber Heard also is out and that they're looking to recast her 10-minute role.
I haven't seen that.
I have
official,
seen that
official.
Times. No, it's a lot of rumor.
I've seen a lot of hearsay on that, Dylan, about the Amber Heard thing. But I think it. And the problem is that people outside of this community that pay attention to this stuff don't have any idea that Ezra Miller is crazy.
Right.
Or dodging the police or any of that stuff. But
the only thing I hope is that Ezra gets the help that Ezra needs, because Ezra obviously needs a lot of help right now.
Yeah. And then, but like I said, I don't know what you do with the movie.
No.
I don't think, I think you drop it on HBO Max, put it out in 3 months, and just you're done with it. Like, it's, put it out this year, drop it on HBO Max, and you're out.
But it ties in with everything else so far.
But does it?
It's supposed to, I guess. No, I don't know. I mean,
look, Grant's not doing anything after the fall.
No, I don't need to do this because we've already ranked those, so we'll get rid of that.
Let Grant do the thing, man. Breaking news, by the way, the keyboard player of Fleetwood Mac, Brett Tuggle, just passed away at the age of 70.
Oh, no. That stinks.
Yeah.
Marvel stuff. Just jump over into the fun Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy teased the progress of the Venom 3 script, which he is co-writing with Venom, Let There Be Carnage's Kelly Marcel.
Oh, dear God.
So we might be getting a Venom 3 soon.
I bet we'll get a Venom 3 before we get the Flash.
I don't think I would take that bet, honestly.
We'll definitely get a Venom 3 before we get another Spider-Man movie or a Black Adam 2 or another Superman movie.
So the rumor is Tom Holland will not be involved, but there is super speculation around Andrew Garfield returning to fight Venom.
Yeah, I think the problem, no matter what with that is, you set up a universe that doesn't have Spider-Man in it already.
Yes.
So, like, just stick with that at this point and just let the character go. And if you want to bring back Garfield, bring him back with a different Venom.
There you go.
You'd have the tech now. You have everything there. Tom Hardy's great, but, like, Eddie Brock's not a bad guy in those movies is the problem.
He's not.
Like, they made him such a... He leans way more hero than anti-hero at this point. There's nothing bad about Venom in those anymore. It's Venom fighting to save the Earth every movie.
So thanks to COVID and the pandemic, we really have no idea what the hell's going on in Phase 4, right? Like, we don't know where Phase 4 actually started, or maybe we do, but we don't know when it's going to end.
Yeah, we know where it started. We just don't know what the hell the through line is.
So, Kevin Feige, in an interview with Total Film via Games Radar, said, "I think there have been many clues already that are at least apparent to me of where this whole saga is going.
Mephisto.
But we'll be a little more direct about that in the coming months to set a plan so audiences who want to see the bigger picture can see a tiny, tiny, tiny bit more of the roadmap."
Blade's going to fight Mephisto.
Well, I don't know where they have Phase 4 ending. I know that
I don't. They just keep adding on to it at this point.
They do.
I mean, to be fair, so each other phase was about 3 to 4 years long.
Yeah, we're a few years into this one.
We are
three.
We got to take out a year.
Okay, so two. All
right, so WandaVision came out last January, which was the first thing in Phase 4.
Right.
So we are a year and a half into Phase
4. Okay. Okay.
Phase 4.
It doesn't. It feels like we've been in Phase 4 forever because of the pandemic.
Right, because we had a solid year with nothing.
Yeah, we did.
Year and a half, actually, with nothing.
They did announce a new series that's in early development.
Oh.
Wonder Man.
But you already, Nathan Fillion's too old now.
Yeah. According to reports.
And you already introduced him as Simon Williams.
You did. According to reports, this is going to possibly be a Hollywood satire.
Which is fine. They're going to make
it more of a comedy, which, okay, yeah.
Look, I really like the character of Wonder Man. In the comic books, he was one of my favorite characters. It was this very interesting path they took with him.
They're looking at 2023 to start production, so Nathan might be a little older if that was the guy that was supposed to play him.
Well, that was they introduced him in Guardians.
Yes.
James Gunn put him in Guardians.
Nathan Fillion's my age, so it's not that bad.
Are you ready to superhero around?
I'm ready now. Let's go. Put me in, coach.
Wonder Man is the character is an action, like a Thor-ish, like smash him. He has some ionic energy too, like light beams out of his eyes, but he flies around and he's a basher. I don't know if and Fillion's lost a ton of weight.
I think I could be a great Dr. Doom. You put the mask on me, a little bit of little Hayden Christensen magic.
You mean the guy that hasn't got back to play? He came back to play Anakin, not Darth.
Whatever.
I think that's the misconception in all of that. Like, he came back to play Anakin apparently in
whatever
2.5 minutes of flashbacks.
We may as well jump into that real fast, because I got three. I'm going to throw three lists at you, three top tens real fast.
Do we want to finish Marvel though? Because we also have a new episode of Ms. Marvel.
Yes, that's what I meant. We're going to jump. We're not going to go to Obi-Wan yet, but we're going to definitely go to Ms. Marvel stuff.
Got it.
Because I figured
that's exactly what I thought
here,
you meant.
Yeah. Since we're here, we may as well stay here for a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
So here we are again, 50 minutes, 40 seconds. If you have not seen, I should write this down so I can put it in the description later.
Well, when you listen back to the podcast, right when we're done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still do that. I don't just throw the thing at the end and.
Yeah, no, I know.
I used to edit out the ums and ahs, and then that got too much and tedious. So anyway, what did you think of this second Ms. Marvel episode?
I think the show is great. I'm watching it with the kids.
That's awesome.
So I'm a fan of the way that they're approaching this character. It's nice because I don't have any expectations of the character.
Okay.
One of my biggest, things that I and a lot of people come up against with a lot of these Marvel shows is, like, I have a 40-year history with Moon Knight.
Right.
Like, so when you do Moon Knight in a new and exciting way and it doesn't hit for me, I get super annoyed and talk shit about your show. Gotcha. This version of Ms. Marvel has only been around maybe 10 years. And I really like how the character was created. I like the story behind that. I like the way they've approached the character as being a fan. I'm intrigued by how this character will play into phase 4 in general, because I think she'll play a big role. But I don't know how they're going to play with that, with the power set versus the Inhumans versus where her powers come from now. But I think we'll get a lot of answers in the next episode based on how this episode ended.
I saw this as a little bit of a filler episode, but I didn't hate it for that. They have to establish her. And I'm enjoying the parts of the show that I'm not as familiar with is with all the Muslim background and the family dynamics and I'm not familiar with that, obviously. And I'm enjoying learning about that through the show. And as Dylan said, it has been the least watched Marvel show on Disney Plus. And I would definitely agree with him that it released the same time as Kenobi. So there's a hell of a lot more Obi-Wan Kenobi fans in the world than there are Ms. Marvel fans right now.
I think it's some of that, and they didn't really advertise it.
They didn't.
I don't know where they advertised it and to what audience.
I didn't see it. It came out of nowhere.
I don't think they're advertising it to their fan base.
No.
Right? I think this show, they're trying to draw a different crowd, so I don't know where they spent their advertising dollars on it, because it's not an adult show.
Right.
Which is why I watch it with my kids, because otherwise I'd be like, this is weird watching these, like, 15-year-olds do stuff.
I enjoyed her first bit, her second big save, her not going smooth. Like, I enjoy that. I enjoy the learning curves that she's going through being a superhero, and the big tease that they leave at the end with,
Yeah. And how well written is it though, that, like, you feel Bruno's pain? You're like, I've been there when I've been the friend.
Oh my God, have I?
Right? And you're like, but no, but he, what? Pay attention to him. Like, why are you going to this guy? Like, it's so well written, and they're all acting their asses off on it.
Yeah, it's definitely a very fun, enjoyable show.
Yeah, and getting to see all the different, like, components of, like you said earlier, the Muslim crowd, and, like, this. The Illuminatis?
Yes.
It's great. Like, it's exactly what high school kids would make up names for all these people.
Yeah.
And I just think overall it's been fun. I like how they're doing the power set. It's almost Greatest American Hero-esque.
Totally. Totally.
I don't know how to use this stuff, and I'm trying to just figure it out as I go, and there's no manual, but let's work on it.
And you figure that by the end of the show, there's got to be at least one heavy cameo. Because it's got to tie into the larger.
I'd be shocked if you don't get Carol by the end.
It's what I assume that she'll show up by the very
end. Or you get Photon.
I would take Photon. I would take that.
You know, since she's been introduced in the TV world already.
Yeah.
Maybe you get her in the Skrulls as the tag, and that's where engineer? You pull back into. Yeah. Her best friend, the engineer. And that's how you pull. Bruno's going to be the engineer when he grows up.
Oh, that would be so awesome. So this is a prequel to WandaVision.
Yeah, and that's how you pull back into Captain Marvel and right. the Skrulls, and that's how you tie all that together for the Marvels next year.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to run through these really fast. These are the Phase 4 characters ranked by strength according to this list. Okay, these are the weakest to strongest. There's only 9 of them, so it's really fast.
Oh, so they missed like 50 characters.
Probably.
More than 9 in the Eternals.
Phase 4.
Yeah, right. There's more than 9 in the Eternals.
Whatever. John Walker at 9.
Okay.
Okay. Kate Bishop at 8.
Okay. Ranked as far as what power?
Weakest to strongest.
Okay.
America Chavez at 7. It's kind of low.
Yeah, and John Walker's stronger than Kate Bishop.
Right. Yelena Belova at 6. She's not stronger than America Chavez.
No.
No. Okay. Monica Rambeau at 5.
Okay.
We're not really sure how strong she really is, but okay. Sylvie from Loki at 4.
Yeah.
Agatha at 3.
She's not. I mean, Sylvie's a god.
Right. Agatha's a witch.
Right.
Okay. Shang-Chi at 2.
Sylvie's a god.
And Cersei as 1. They definitely missed a lot, and I would like to revisit
Cersei's
that.
Not even the most powerful Eternal?
No. Well, Icarus is gone.
Then they kill Gilgamesh too, which is stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Okay. No, I don't agree with that either. And I want to like to sit and fight through that list later on. This one is the 10 best superhero movies of all time, according to IMDb.
Mm.
Okay. You know, I love lists. I'm a huge list fan.
I've heard that about you.
10 at an 8.0 Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
9, 2012's The Avengers with an 8.0.
Yeah.
Okay. Logan at 8 with an 8.1. Better than the Avengers?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't consider Logan a superhero movie. So.
No. Okay. Batman Begins from 2005 with an 8.2. That's 7.
No.
Okay. Spider-Man No Way Home at 8.3. As the 6th best of all time?
No Way Home?
No Way Home. 2021's No Way Home. I would absolutely put that higher. This is according to IMDb. This isn't.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Number 5, Into the Spider-Verse at an 8.4.
I'd put that there.
Okay.
That might be higher than 5 for me, actually.
Okay. 4 is Infinity War at an 8.4. 2018.
Yes. I like that better than Endgame. So, yeah.
Okay, Endgame is actually an 8.4, but ranked at 3, so it's maybe flip flop them.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 2, The Dark Knight Rises at 8.4.
Nope. The normal stuff, it was just artsy. It wasn't good.
Number one is pretty obvious. It's going to be The Dark Knight at 9.0.
Yeah, I don't agree with any of those Batman movies being on there.
Okay. Now, this last one before we move over to the Star Wars stuff is a fun one. This is the 10 best 90s superhero movies according to ranker.com.
Okay. I'm also intrigued to know who Dylan saw the cast. Oh, the Human Torch.
I didn't even see that. Throw that up, Dylan. I'll interrupt my 10 best 90s superhero movies for that. Here we go. At number 10, 1993's Mask of the Phantasm.
Okay.
Okay. Stream that on HBO Max.
Yeah, it's the animated one from Batman the Animated Series. Still
number 9. Is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze, 1991.
Mm.
Remember, these are 90s movies.
Yeah, Paul Dini is whose name I meant to say.
Okay.
Wrote the Mask of the Phantasm.
This one in 1990, and I actually saw this, Darkman at number 8. Darkman was a pretty damn good movie, if I recall.
It was. Darkman was great.
Okay.
Darkman was, you know.
Yeah.
They keep talking about making a sequel to that. But
I've heard
Liam Neeson's 900 years old.
This one in 1998, streaming on Tubi, is The Mask of Zorro. Was a very fun movie.
Yeah, no.
But is he a superhero movie?
Look, he's a vigilante, so he's as much a superhero as Batman's a superhero.
Okay, okay. They cast Rudy Pankow. Apparently, if you've seen The Outer Banks, you'd know him. I think it's a perfect casting for Johnny Storm. Okay, I'm not familiar with him off the top of my head.
Me either.
I will have to go and look. Thank you for that. The sixth best 90s superhero movie is Spawn from 1997. Never saw it.
That's not great.
No? Okay. Five, this is pushing it, really pushing it, The Mask. This list kind of loses credibility with The Mask, though, a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Number four, The Crow from 1994.
It should be higher.
You could stream that on Prime Video.
Yeah, that should be
still hard. A good movie. I still enjoy it.
I saw that movie in the theater probably four times.
Yeah. Good, great soundtrack, too. Really good song by The Cure on it.
Different date every time. It's a good sound. There's a good song by everybody on that soundtrack.
Yeah.
That was a B-side from their Wish album.
Yes.
That they didn't release on the album that they put on there. But U2 has some great songs on there. My Life with the Thrill Cult has some great tunes on there.
Number three is the OG Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 1990.
Okay.
In the 90s. Number two is Blade.
Blade should be up there. I don't know.
Which was streaming on TNT on Sunday.
The Crow is still your best movie on that list.
Okay. And the number one movie, the number one superhero movie in 1990, Batman Returns.
There was no X-Men movies in the 90s?
This, according to this ranker thing.
Like, there's no way that X-Men, the first one, isn't better than multiple ones on that list.
That was released in 2000.
Really?
Yeah. All right. X-Men 2000, United 2003. They churned one out every 3 years up until...
Last Stand was 06, really?
Yeah. They churned one out. Actually, they churned one out every 3 years up until Days of Future Past. Logan. Damn.
Yeah, all right.
Dark Phoenix. Jesus. Yuck.
Yeah.
So that was that list. Right. That was a fun little list.
It was. Good times.
And now we come to the finale. The grand finale.
And I looked up that Rudy Pankow. He could be good. Not Top Gun. What show are we watching? Obi-Wan. There we go.
What? Yeah.
Nothing.
You watch Top Gun now?
You gave me new stuff to click.
I know who he is. Oh yeah, I gotta change. Yeah. So this is the Obi-Wan finale. No, this is the Obi-Wan
penultimate episode 5
chit chat.
The penultimate episode.
As always, what did you think?
I can't wait for the show to be over.
You're losing steam on it.
I had it for an episode I was less bought in by episode two. And my problem with the whole show has been what I text you every time. I'm like, I bet you Luke will be okay after the next episode.
I bet you Leia's
going to be fine too.
I'm worried about Leia.
The issue that I have with it is they didn't do enough with any of the other characters to make me invest in them.
So you don't care that Reva got stabbed?
No. Why do I give a shit about Reva? She's been in the show for like 7 minutes out of all of these weeks, right? Like, I have no context or backstory except for 40 years of watching Star Wars.
Were you 45 years. Like, were you worried at any time when she handcuffed Obi-Wan that he would be okay? Were you worried?
No. Zero concerns for them. Like, and I wish we would have spent more time with the officer that came over from the Empire to... Like, but we didn't get. I'm supposed to have all these feelings for her and the droid that doesn't talk, which was shot like you're going to care about this and it's going to make you cry. And I'm like, eh, I don't know her backstory. I don't have a reason to be invested in her other than she probably did a lot of awful things the last 10 years as an officer in the Empire before she changed her mind. And if Obi-Wan hadn't been an idiot and said, we've been here 7 seconds, nobody's coming, let's go.
Right.
The last four episodes wouldn't have happened. It would have gotten away and it would have been done.
Let me try and get to a positive. What about the Darth Vader fight? They continue, in my opinion, to do Darth Vader right in the little bit that you're getting of him every episode.
Yeah, look, these Anakin or Hayden Christensen is doing a great job in that Darth Vader outfit. I'm really glad they brought him back for it.
But the fight scene.
No, the fight scene was great. I mean, it was toying with her.
Well, that's what I was going to say is he didn't care enough to pull out his own lightsaber. He just used the Force and then took her lightsaber from her, which, after the flashback, makes a ton of sense now. Right. Also, makes a ton of sense why Anakin continued to attack from the low ground.
Right.
Like retconning might not be the right word, but they are at least making things make sense from other movies.
Yeah, they're tying the stuff together, which is fine.
I was very concerned when I was watching that flashback scene that maybe Anakin would kill Obi-Wan in their training, but I read an article that said that the reason that Jedi fight with their real lightsabers is they turn the power down on them. Mm. That way, if you do score a hit, you're just going to like shock them. You're not going to slice through them. So that made that scene make more sense. And then I was okay. And I realized, okay, Obi-Wan can get out.
But the younglings also fought with lightsabers.
They fight with powered down lightsabers. Also, they reference that in this.
With that though, I mean, from, I don't know why we can get a Robert Downey Jr. that was DH down to high school, but we can't put makeup on Hayden Christensen to not make him look older than Ewan McGregor.
In that flashback?
I was like, this is like 40-something-year-old Hayden Christensen. Not I'm supposed to buy that he was in his 20s here, or even like his teens still.
So are you at all worried that at the end of the episode, Reva found the communicator
super concerned about Luke.
Are you worried that Reva will go and kill Luke Skywalker now and change the whole course of Star Wars history?
Yeah, no. I have zero concern for any of the characters that I actually give a shit about.
Well,
which again, like that's been my problem with the whole show. If you want to make a show that I'm compelled to watch, make me bought into your side characters. Like, if they want to know how to do it, go watch Better Call Saul. I am so invested in every minute of every episode on that show, and I know how it turns out. But I don't know how all the side characters turn out. I know how Saul turns out. But I don't know what happens to his wife and all the other. Like, I know how all the main characters turn out.
Let me ask you these quick questions from this website. What will happen between Reva and Luke Skywalker?
Nothing.
Okay.
They won't even meet.
Will Reva die in the finale?
Yes.
Okay. Will Qui-Gon finally answer Obi-Wan? He's been calling him.
Maybe in a post-credit.
Okay. And then there's these theories that are saying that Obi-Wan will likely beat Darth Vader in the finale.
No.
You don't think so? You think no. Darth Vader's going to crack him down enough and then like leave him to like, I think he's dead and walk away?
No, I don't know how they're going to resolve that part. That's the only thing. But like, also didn't need to know to begin with. Because you know what? They hadn't met, so I didn't care.
Right. Will the finale set up season two, or will this finale be enough of a show that where they can say this is it, and then if they want to do a season two where Leia gets in trouble again in a couple of years, they can do a season two?
Well, look, we're only 7 years away from
old Ben.
We're only 7 years away from
I know.
From New Hope. So Leia has to age a lot, and so does Luke.
And
because neither one of these kids come across as being 10.
And Owen and Beru are 7 years away from being toast.
Yeah, well, that's the you know, their aging will come from the wind on Tatooine. That's why Mando wears a mask all the time.
Right.
What's her name? Amy Sedaris' character is only 35.
Who?
In Mandalorian on Tatooine. She's only 35 years old.
Right.
She just aged because of the wind and all the
dirt. The wind does it, right. Yeah.
It gets in the sand, it gets everywhere.
I'm a little excited to see the end of it and hope that something big happens. Did you?
But what big could happen?
Well, that's just it. There's really the best thing about this series so far to me has been the stuff with Darth Vader, because you're getting to see more of what you wanted to see in the first three movies. You get to see him hold the ship, right?
As yeah, Jack alluded didn't make
to
it,
an hour ago.
Make a Darth Vader show.
Which they took directly from the from the video game that is not canon. That was the first time I ever saw that.
But they have
Star Destroyer.
They have a super in-depth Darth Vader comic that's been running for years now. That's doing great work, from what I understand.
From what I understand
on his backstory.
From what I also understand is Disney has not shown a fraction of what he actually can do. Like, they're just showing little bits, enough to kind of tease you. But you know what I don't want? I don't want a Darth Vader series.
I definitely don't want one with Hayden Christensen.
Well, he wouldn't really have to be in it because you don't need him in it. You could just
He's legit been on this show for 2.5 minutes.
Probably.
In the flashbacks. He's not in the Vader suit at all.
He is a little bit. No. I think he was. Well, because he put it on at some point, because the whole cast and crew went crazy. So he had to have put it on at some point and walked out in it. And then maybe they filmed that, and then that was it.
I don't know. I mean, the voice isn't even James Earl Jones. So.
It is, but it's AI assisted.
It's like Luke's. Right. No, it's like Luke's. It's just collections of his talking like Vader over the years. It's like they're doing with Luke, where they took all the collections of all of his voice. They took every line he spoke as Vader ever and ran that through the AI simulator. And then that's what does the voice.
Do you think Obi-Wan can redeem Anakin before the series ends tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't.
Are you sure?
I don't think any of that's going to happen. Mm. Like, I'm wondering, ooh, in Andor, I wonder if they're going to beat the Empire before the end of Andor.
They might.
No, they don't. They lose.
Are you sure?
They lose.
Are you sure?
They're going to lose.
What if things change?
They won't. Unless we go through those crazy white worm tunnels with Ahsoka. Those are my issues with what they're doing with the Star Wars thing. And I'm excited for Taika's story because he's not going to tell more about the in-between.
I mean, it's hard. Look, in their defense, and maybe I am trying to stick up a little bit too much, in their defense, they have kind of boxed themselves in to tell this story of what Obi-Wan did. They had to create something to give them more than just, hey, I'm sitting here looking at the kid through binoculars and being creepy.
They did, which is fine.
Right.
But then make me invest in the other characters in your show. Make me care about the ones that I don't know what's going to happen to. Right? That's all I ask. They didn't
do enough. It would have been nicer.
The Reva turn coming, three quarters of the way through the second to last episode, and me never really getting evil from her. Just and not really knowing her motivations until now,
right?
Would hurt that whole arc. I'm not invested in Reva.
It's the same thing I said about Vader, to the point where it's like, look, you did all this awful shit, right? Like, if you really think about what Vader did awful, awful, awful as Anakin to Darth Vader, horrific stuff, right?
Yes.
And you're good now. You were redeemed. Redemption story. Hey, I'm a Force ghost now. Reva had to do the same kind of thing to get to where she was. She had to do awful, awful stuff. All this just to try and stab him in the back?
And then not do it? All the chances she's had? Come on.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I got like nothing else.
She had multiple chances to attack Vader before this point.
I still personally am enjoying the hell out of it. I'm going to enjoy the finale in 2 days.
Recording of this podcast. I'm happy that you are.
So it's,
I'm fine with it. There's no stakes to me.
So it's Obi-Wan finale Wednesday, The Boys Herogasm Wednesday, and Umbrella Academy Wednesday.
Herogasm is Friday. Miss Marvel is Wednesday.
It's Obi-Wan, Miss Marvel, and Umbrella Academy is Wednesday.
Yes.
It's a lot of stuff to watch.
So do that. Watch all that. And then, tell a friend to listen to our reviews of everything leading up to those things.
Yes, please.
On iTunes or Spotify or wherever they want to listen. Drop us a follow. Drop us a 5-star rating. Yes. And thanks for finding the Geek Spot, as always. And we'll do this next week, and we'll talk about all these finales and how wonderful the end of Obi-Wan was, and how I'm totally bought in now.
A little shorter.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.